Everyone, today's gospel offers to us a very, very simple examination of conscience, a question that you and I can face and ask ourselves on a daily basis. And it's a question that's oftentimes we try to answer it outside of what Jesus says. So we might look to Oprah, we might look to self-help books, we might look to the latest thing that's on the bookshelf at Barnes & Noble. But what does Jesus say about the question of salvation? We need to be asking him and no one else. So this question of, Lord, will only a few people be saved? The response to that question needs to be treated with a great deal of reverence and confidence and sobriety even. Lord, will only a few people be saved? How does he answer that question? Strive to enter through the narrow gate. That the way to life is not always easy. It demands great sacrifice at times, great perseverance, great courage, a whole host of virtues we could list. But strive to enter through the narrow gate, Jesus says. And then he says, uses this image of a door being locked and us knocking, saying, let us in, Lord, let us in. And he'll say, who are you? Well, we ate and drank with you. You taught in our streets. That is to say, we've gone to Mass, Sundays, daily Mass. Maybe even I teach CCD. I'm a priest, whatever. And how does Jesus respond to that? I do not know where you are from. That is to say, I don't know you. The entire goal of the Christian life is to be known by God, to allow him to know us, to know our inmost self, to know where we struggle, to know where we thrive, to know where we need him, to know where we're dependent on him. Let's allow ourselves to simply be known by God. That when we come to Mass, we say, God, here I am. With all my faults, with all my imperfections, with all my gifts, here I am. I come to do your will. Salvation happens when we simply allow God to know who we are.